This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, March 13, God's Restoration Project. The passage is from Amos 9, verse 11. I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins. Type the word restore into an internet search engine, and links to many different websites will appear. You can find information on how to restore a classic car, an old piece of furniture, or an antique piano. Every restoration project involves more than making something look nice on the outside. A restored ship has to be seaworthy, and a restored house must become a home. Like several other prophets, Amos speaks out against religious practices that are not accompanied by justice and mercy. I despise your religious festivals, God said through Amos. Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. When God restores his people, they fulfill God's original purpose for them. But there's something unique about God's restoration project. Most often, when something is restored, it is returned to its original condition. When God restores his people, he doesn't just bring them back, he also carries them forward. In Amos 9, God's portrait of a restored kingdom includes gardens and cities. The Bible begins with Eden, and it ends with the New Jerusalem and the Tree of Life. At the center of Scripture is the cross of Jesus. The restoration rests in the one who was both the root and the offspring of David. Former beauty and future glory come together in him. Lord, your word has so many beautiful descriptions of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world and for restoring your creation in him. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.